if you were speaking of the size of the cabbage, you would say those...
Heads.
Well, you're using the word itself.
Large.
Those, what? Just make a whole sentence out of it. You're talking about cabbage, and there's several of them,
oh,
so you say...
those large cabbages.
Okay. That wasn't a sentence, though. Those cabbages...
are in the field.
Okay.
Those cabbages are in the field.
Okay, good.
Is that correct? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I don't know the plural of cabbage.
I don't know.
The cabbage is probably...
it's apparently optional. You can do it either way. If you want to get some beans out of the pod, you say you have to...
shell.
Mm-hmm. And what are the beans that you have to shell?
Butter beans. You have beans.
Are there different varieties of butter bean?
Oh, yeah. White, colored, also called speckled.
Mm-hmm.
There's limas.
Are they the same?
They're different. They're green.
Mm-hmm.
Both when in the shell and when cooked.
Whereas butter beans are what?
Brown when they're cooked.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
The colored ones are. And the white ones are white.
Does it matter about the size?
Okay. Yeah, butter beans are bigger than limas.
Mm-hmm. I think the beans call them the exact opposite of that.
Oh, really?
I think when I said the big ones to me are the limas. But anyway, people do it differently.
But beans, there are butter beans, there are string beans,
mm-hmm.
there are pole beans, and string beans are pole beans and bunch beans.
Mm-hmm.
But those are snap beans.
Okay, are those all the same thing, string, pole?
No. String beans, well, string beans and, okay, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
String beans are pole beans and bunch beans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the difference in pole beans and bunch beans are the way they grow.
Mm-hmm.
Pole beans are running beans.
Mm-hmm.
They're longer and thicker.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch beans are bush beans. They grow on a bush rather
mm-hmm.
than a vine.
And then you
and they are smaller and narrower.
You said snap beans. What was that?
Well, they all string and snap are the same.
Okay. Would you ever say green beans?
Sure.
What's that?
String, snap.
Oh. Okay. Bunch beans. Okay. That whole bit was the next question.
Yeah.
And then if you take the tops of turnips, you say you're cooking a bunch of
greens.
Okay. What other things other than turnips might you eat as greens?
Turnip greens, collards. We used to eat poke salad.
Hmm.
And
is that poisonous, any part of it?
No. Any part of it is the berries are.
Yeah, I've heard people say that.
But that the greens are not. They're kind of bitter, and they're not good to cook by themselves. But if you mix them with turnip greens, you've got a good combination. And collards mixed. I don't like collards by themselves, but I like collards and greens mixed.
Mm-hmm.
And spinach. And that's all I've ever eaten.
Okay, now we talked about the heads of lettuce. Would you ever, if you had a lot of children, say heads of children? Or did you ever hear anybody say that?
I've heard it in terms of cattle. Had 15 head.
But not for children?
No.
Okay. What would you say if you were describing a large number of children? If
house
you had...
full.
Okay. Would you ever say passel?
I've heard passel kids, but I've never used it.
Mm-hmm. You've heard it locally?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the outside of the ear of corn?
Husk.
Okay. And the
shock. Shock.
Is that the same?
Perhaps.
Hmm. The kind of corn that is tender enough to eat off the cob?
Corn on the cob.
Okay. Would you ever use the term roasting ears?
Yeah. Roast near.
Okay.
That's the term my father uses.
Uh-huh. How about sweet corn or mutton corn?
Sweet corn. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of mutton corn.
Okay.
Sounds then, like cheap food.
The stuff at the top of the corn stalk?
Silk. Silk.
Well, that stuff at the very top that's also on a graduation cap.
Tassel. Tassel.
Would you
tassel
if it's on an ear of corn?